Right, okay. Today I'm interviewing Carrie Jorgens, Community and Tenant Support Manager of Belle Isle Tenant Management Organisation Limited. I'm Kenneth Ingram, volunteer reporter of South East Life newspaper and blog. I remember interviewing you, Carrie, just over 2 years ago, when you took up the opposition at the gate. In fact, you were my first interview and the gate my third blog. A bit more than changed what was the old library into what must be the busiest and best resource centre in Leeds. So, Carl, I would like to ask you a few questions about the last 22 months of your time at the gate. Could you please tell us a little bit about what qualifications you gained when leaving school or college and how those qualifications helped you in your career?
Yeah, thanks for interviewing me, by the way, Ken. I'm really chuffed that you've returned to speak to me again. In terms of qualifications then, I did my GCSEs and A-levels at school, and I was quite academic. I did really well in both. And then I took a bit of a break from study, and I went straight into the workplace. So I got a full-time job when I was 18, working for Thames Water in London. But they were actually based up in Leeds. And I just really enjoyed the buzz of being in an office environment, learning new skills and getting paid. So I used that independence really to continue throughout my career. And I chose the path of studying whilst in the workplace rather than going to university. So since then, I've done courses on things like life coaching, business management, and most recently become a qualified project management, which has led me to start working at Belle Isle TMO, because it was as a project manager I initially got employed for.
Thank you. I understand from the first interview with you that you were on a 2-year contract. What made you stay past that?
Well, initially I started at Belle Isle TMO in August 2013, and you're right, I was on a temporary 2-year contract. And that was as a project manager. So it was, I was tasked with turning what was the old library in Belle Isle into the resource centre you see today, obviously with help from other staff and volunteers and board members. But after the first 2 years, I think it just became part of what I wanted to do. I didn't want to leave the project. I didn't feel like it was a project anymore. The gate became then part of the housing management side of the organisation, and I got asked to stay on as the community and tenant support manager, and I wanted to. It felt like it was not a finished project, and obviously I love the people that I work with, the people that I get to help, and I like Belle Isle. I really enjoyed working here.
Thank you. Would imagine Bitmore Gates have meant a lot to you over the last 2 years. Could you please tell us about your best moments?
This is a really good question, because you're right, Belle Isle TMO and the gate have meant a great deal to me over the last couple of years, which is why I've decided to stay on as a community and tenant support manager. And there's been so many really, really great moments working here so far. Because it was a project, a lot of the things that we've done are first. So we're the first time we had a Christmas market, for example, and we had children from the primary school singing, and people came along and enjoyed that event. That was a real highlight. Things like taking people on the Scarborough and Bridlington day trips, that was a first for Belle Isle TMO, and that was definitely a highlight. I think one of my best moments, or certainly my best moments, are when people suggest things and I'm able to make those happen. So things like yourself, for example, when you said that you wanted to do like your walk leader training, and I sort of supported you into doing that, or when people have suggested that we do events or fairs or activities sessions, and I can put those, I can show people that actually your ideas do count. And one of the toughest parts of this job is when we don't see people anymore. So a lot of the times people come and they ask for help to get back into work, but then when we've helped them and they go get a job, we don't see them. Which is tough really, because you get quite close to people and you spend a lot of time working and supporting them. But one of the highlights is when they keep in touch, or they'll come back and visit, or they'll drop us an email just to say that they're still getting on all right. So I've had loads. I could talk for another 30 minutes on my highlights.
Okay. Thank you. If you do have time, Carla, can you tell me a little bit about any hobbies you have?
I do a lot of volunteering outside of work. So I volunteer for a charity that supports older people. I'm actually the chair of that charity. I volunteer at the Dogs Trust, and I also volunteer for a community group where I used to live in Rothwell, and we hold community events in Rothwell and the local areas. I enjoy walking my dog, reading. This Sunday I'm running the Abbey Dash. I recently joined a running group, and most recently I've signed up to do a sewing class, the sewing group at Belisle TMO at the Gate. So that's Wednesday's afternoon, so I've sort of decided that I want to be a bit of a crafty sewer, so I've joined that as well, so that'll be my newest hobby.
Thank you. Where in the world would you like to go on holiday where you've never been before?
Last year we had a lady called Jess working for us, and she was my project assistant, and she went travelling in March earlier this year, and she went to South America and Mexico, and one of the places she visited was Cuba, and I think after seeing her photos and chatting to her about how brilliant it was there, I think that's one of the places I've never been to before, but I definitely want to go.
Okay, good luck with that. Right, leading on to the next question, Carla. Which famous Yorkshire man or woman, alive or dead, would you have liked to have met and why?
I think that's a really, really good question, and there's lots of talented people that come from Yorkshire. I think everyone's got their own special talent. I think everyone's got their own creativity or idea that makes them a little bit unique from everyone else. Obviously Ed Sheeran's and Malik, musicians that are still like really multi-millionaires and massively famous, would be nice. But for me, I think Jane Tomlinson would be someone that I'd really like to have had the opportunity to speak with, because for those people who don't know Jane, she was diagnosed with cancer at a relatively young age and continued to fundraise from a charity until she sadly passed away from that illness. And since then, her legacy has left something like £7 million worth of charity fundraising for cancer research, which is just a huge amount, and what an achievement. And I think I'd like to ask her questions about how she stayed so positive and committed to raising funds for other people when she knew that her illness was terminal. So I think it would be quite a meaningful conversation, but yeah, one I'd probably like to have.
Thank you. That's a very good person I would like to have interviewed her. Okay, Carla, please tell us what is your favourite food and drink?
Pretty much like any food that's bad for me. So anything that's got a high saturated fat content, so things like chocolate or wines. Recently we held World Food Day events at the Gate, which gave us an opportunity to sample foods from around the world. So we had like Polish themed, Gambian, West Indian. And for me, I really do like curries, but I like trying different types of curries from different areas of the world. Curry is definitely a strong favourite. And then maybe drink. It would have to be a good old cup of Yorkshire tea. Right. Definitely. Can't beat a cup of tea.
Okay, thank you. Before concluding this interview, have you anything you would like to add to this interview?
Yeah, I mean, again, thanks for taking the time to interview me, but I'd like to probably thank everyone that supported the Gate as a project and now as a busy resource centre, and just to ask people not to underestimate the value of their time, because volunteering isn't just something that will pass the time, it's showing yourself and your own skills, and like we spoke about Jane Tomlinson, it's leaving your own little bit of legacy, isn't it? So I would always encourage people to get involved, no matter how small, no matter how many minutes a week that can do it for. Keep ideas coming, because the Gate wouldn't be the place it is if it wasn't for the volunteers and the people that use it.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for taking the time to interview today. I hope you have a good day.
Thanks, Ken.